This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It was dead. The Mueller report, no obstruction, no collusion. You look at all of the things that happened. Corey Lewandowski was fantastic the other day as a person that they have been tormenting. You look at all the people that they've tormented, all the legal fees. People came here with bright eyes. They wanted to make life so great for other people. And they left where they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees that they didn't have. And it's a sad thing. What these Democrats have done to ruin lives is so sad. I have seen people with only good intention. They came to Washington because they wanted to make the United States and the world a better place. And they went home. They were dark. They got hit by Mueller subpoenas. I think there were 2,500 subpoenas or some ridiculous number. 500 people were interviewed. And yet they don't interview Joe Biden and his son. If you're a Democrat, you have automatic protection. That's years and years of people putting in certain people into positions. But when you look at all of the trauma that these fakers have caused, and the press, look, the press is, much of the press is not only fake, it's corrupt.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was the president laying it out. And here's what's interesting about his comments. He is getting so much better in terms of his the presidential nature of things. In other words, there was no, and I, by the way, I like him being Trumpian, but he's just, it was so heartfelt. You can hear that. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Let me just say it this way. Donald Trump is connecting with the public. At some point, believe it or not, they're going to feel sorry for him. He's not going to feel sorry for himself. We got other clips. We got a lot to talk about with respect to what I'm calling the Ukraine Gambit. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. KJRadio.com. The Ukraine Gambit. The Democrats are looking for anything. It's funny, if you just go back, I swear you should do this as an exercise. Ask yourself, what is it that they think they're going to get Trump on? Whether it's going back to, he's a racist against Mexicans and a racist because of Charlottesville. He's a misogynist and a womanizer with Stormy Daniels. Where are Stormy Daniels and Michael Avenatti, by the way? I'm just curious. Then they say that he's, Russian collusion. Then they said obstruction, and they had proof of all of it, right? Then they brought in Mueller, and he was going to do it. It was going to be Cohen who was going to prove all the allegations about Stormy Daniels. And, I mean, it's just been rinse and repeat and jumping back and forth and nah. And now suddenly we go from Russian collusion to Ukraine collusion. And let me tell you something. All of the collusion, everything that they've accused Donald Trump of, the Democrats have done in investigating him in Ukraine. This is the biggest political blow-up, and here's the problem for the Democrats. Let me just say real quick. The Democrats, number one, believe that their strategy of just pounding is going to work. They believe they can pound Donald Trump into submission. And I'm going to tell you something, because it's like dealing with me. There is no such thing. There is not enough you're going to heap on these broad Kevin Jackson shoulders that's going to make me break. And it is because I have a firm belief in my Heavenly Father that whatever you put on me, I can handle until he calls me home. And that's why I don't really care. And I don't know that Trump has as big of a spiritual belief as I do. But I'll tell you this, you're not going to break him. You're not going to break him. The Democrats aren't going to break him. God could break him. But the Democrats, the group of people who booed God, there is no way in hell they break him. Anyway, unbelievable. So where, oh, where has Russian collusion gone? Where, oh, where? Where, oh, where has obstruction gone? Where, oh, where? Where, oh, where have any of the things that we've been talking about with respect to Donald Trump gone? Let me tell you what has gone. It's gone up. Your paychecks. Your stock portfolios. The price of gold. Americans' morale. Your likelihood of getting a job. Your likelihood of owning a home. Your likelihood of starting a business. Your likelihood of graduating college. And on and on. It's all gone up. Let me tell you what's gone down. Unemployment. Gone way down. Democrats polling, way down. Talked the other day about this whole thing backfiring on Joe Biden. Biden will be the first casualty, but when you hear people write about it, they write about the first casualty. Because many of the more astute politicos and people who are strategists like myself understand that this is a huge backfire on the Democrats. Art, the guy that writes to me, sends me a message. Kevin, now that they've done formal impeachment, I go, this isn't formal impeachment. I still dare the Democrats to take a vote. I dare them. I dare the Democrats to take a vote on impeachment for Donald Trump. Let me tell you something. I stand by what I said before. There will be no vote in the House or the Senate on impeaching Donald Trump. And as much as the Republicans in the past have been a bunch of pansies, and you might have to wonder, are they going to pander? Are they going to finally go, well, I don't know, you know, it's getting scary. Let me give you the answer. The answer is no. The Republicans understand now that the media is not controlling the narrative. And I'm going to show you, I'm going to let you listen to some stuff today. You may have heard it, you know, because I don't talk about things always on the day that they occur. I like to kind of let it, you know, simmer a bit in my own mind. I draw quick conclusions, but I like to do a little bit of research. But anyway, the Democrats are they, when you hear what these people have to say about this, let me tell you, the rank and file Democrats, the people at street level that are experiencing good things about Donald Trump, what the Democrats are currently doing is they're driving a chasm between the reality of those people and the narrative. And the bigger they make that divide, the more people they lose. Make sense? Well, it should. Because that's what's happening. They are losing their folks. And so what? They had a bona fide hot mic evidence of Barack Obama colluding with Russia. The left says, who cares? Who cares he makes a deal with Medvedev, right? So what? They have a bona fide on-mic evidence of Joe Biden threatening Ukraine over looking into a story about his cokehead son making deals he's wholly unqualified for. Yeah, we'll be back to talk more about that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
These stores they write are corrupt. They're so wrong. And they know that. You know, it used to be, I used to get great press until I ran for politics. I mean, I used to be the king of getting good press. I was very good at it. And I got good. I mean, they covered me well for what otherwise I probably wouldn't be here. And once I ran, I said, boy, this is incredible. But if you see the way they treat my family, used to be treated great. My family worked so hard. The people that work with me, these people, all of these people, they work so hard. They've done such a good look. We have the greatest economy we've ever had. We have a military, $2.5 trillion. We've rebuilt our military. You don't hear the vets complaining. We got choice approved. It couldn't be approved. But when you see what happened with the viciousness, and when you see little Adam Schiff go out and lie and stand at the mic, smart guy, by the way, stand at the mic and act like he's so serious. And then he goes into a room with Nadler and they must laugh their asses off. But it's so bad for our country. People have said, Rush Limbaugh, great man. Sean Hannity said it. A lot of people have said it. Mark Levin. They said they don't know if one man anywhere in the world with all the men they know or woman that could handle what I've had to handle. And I think that's true, but I handle it. To me, it's like putting on a suit.
I got to tell you, there's an aspect of what Trump said. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There's an aspect of what he said and how he said it, because he's still in that very sentimental, you know, that mode that makes where he's just reflecting, you know, like it's just difficult to believe this can happen in America. This is the leader of the free world telling you, man, look at how viciously these guys go after me. Is this the government you want in control of you? And he's right. How many people could withstand that barrage? I've said it many times on this show. I've said, you know what? Donald Trump may be uniquely positioned to do this. How many people could withstand the level of scrutiny of people wanting your taxes, research into all of your holdings, and not because they want to, you know, just applaud your effort or whatever. They're looking for anything to raise a stir about. And this situation is so funny because I'm talking about the Ukraine gambit, which is what I'm calling this thing for the Democrats. Terrible chess gambit. Because they put the queen at risk and she will be taken, to use a chess analogy. So the real story here is, how does a cokehead get a deal like Joe Biden's son Hunter got when he has exactly no experience in the field? How do you get a guy on a board making $600,000 a year, $50,000 a month? Look, let me just put this into some black talk for you, okay? Because this is Kevin Jackson. I happen to be a black man in America. Yeah, but I'm not oppressed because I'm now going out actively looking for board positions that will pay me $50,000 a month for having absolutely no experience. And you know what? I'm going to put on my resume, I don't even do drugs. $50,000 a month. And in 2008, Hunter Biden's father, Vice President Joe Biden, absolutely bragged in front of a camera that he put pressure on the Ukrainian government to end the corruption probe into the very company that Hunter Biden is on, serving on the board. Now, I want you to just let absorb that for a second. Now, we talked about it the other day, but it doesn't hurt to repeat it just to drive home the point. What if this were Donald Jr.? I'm not even talking about the cokehead. I'm not even talking about him being qualified, because Donald Jr. doesn't use drugs and he probably is highly qualified. But I can tell you this, if his dad went over, met with Ukraine, and suddenly Donald Jr. is sitting on the board making over half a million dollars a year, or $50,000 a month, people would be questioning it. Democrats would be calling for his head. There's no probe needed here, folks. You want the definition of white privilege? I just gave it to you. It is Joe Biden getting his son, Hunter Biden, a deal with the Ukrainians for $50,000 a month, all because Joe Biden has the ability to threaten them with $1 billion. The Ukrainians went $600,000 versus $1 billion? Okay, investigation over. Yeah, but let me play this clip. Get that clip from Chris Cuomo. I think it's clip 3. Here's what he says. Check this out.
And what about Senator Murphy and his statement? You don't think that was a quid pro? If you look at Biden, your aid's in jeopardy. Is that a quid pro quo?
I don't think quid pro quo is. I don't think quid pro quo is necessary for an abuse of power. I think if the president of the United States,
yeah, where is that in the? Where exactly is that in the law, though?
But it's not.
That,
but this isn't about the law.
Where is that?
This is about finding something worthy of impeachment or not. Something can be wrong.
Political theater,
but not a felony.
Yeah.
Something can be wrong, but not a felony.
This
abuse of power can be wrong, but not a felony.
This isn't a misdemeanor. This is. Yeah. Well, look.
Do you think it's okay for the president of the United States to ask the president of Ukraine to help him with a political opponent?
That's not what the president said in the transcript, and you've read it, and you know that's not what the president said.
And I disagree with you, my friend.
He said he's concerned about corruption, and okay, that's fine. And Joe Biden bragged on television that he gave a prosecutor in Ukraine to be fired in 6 hours, or $1 billion is going to be withheld. You think that's a quid pro quo?
I think it's absolutely a quid pro quo, but it wasn't done for personal advantage. No, and I'll tell you what. The president says in the call, and the White House said it. Hold on, Jay.
Now, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I play that clip because here's what I would tell you. I would tell you this. if Donald Trump got Don Jr. a deal, and Don Jr. had no experience in the deal, like he's going to go sit on a board, and he had a cocaine problem, I can guarantee you, I'd be on this radio show, and I would be saying, the president did a quid pro quo deal that is not available to other citizens. It is a violation of everything he's about in politics. It's a violation. I mean, I don't mind you helping your kids if they deserve it. In other words, if Joe, if he were to say to the Ukrainians, you know, my son has a lot of experience in this area of business that you're talking about. I would love for you guys to see if you want to put a deal together. That's one thing. He has no experience in this. Joe Biden knows it. And here's the deal. You can't even get Chris Cuomo, who wants to pretend that he's, I'm looking at this objectively, he will not admit that he knows this is a quid pro quo, and he actually says it was of no personal benefit to the vice president. Now, what he's saying is benefiting your children. Your children aren't personal, in other words. I don't know how you feel about your kids, but hit one of mine and find out how personal it is, right? Screw one of mine over and find out how personal it is. This is the level of insanity that has infected the brains of Democrats. And I hope you're a Democrat listening to this program because you have, you know, you've made a commitment that you want to look for the truth. Because I'm telling you point blank, if this were a Republican, I'd be saying identically the same thing.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, in her first TV interview since opening an impeachment inquiry against President Trump, tells MSNBC that the president is a threat to national security.
A president of the United States being disloyal to his oath of office, mm-hmm. jeopardizing our national security, and jeopardizing the integrity of our elections.
Republicans, including Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana, disagree.
There was absolutely no quid pro quo. There was absolutely no high crimes and misdemeanors. And so what is Nancy Pelosi trying to impeach the president on?
The murder trial of former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger continues on Friday, with Geiger taking the stand in her own defense. Geiger killed a man who she thought was an intruder in her apartment when, in fact, she went in the wrong apartment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A just-released transcript of a President Trump asking Ukrainian President Zelensky to investigate his political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden. And in this call, the president repeatedly stresses how much the U.S. does for Ukraine. And then he says, quote, "I would like you to do us a favor." The president asks Zelensky to dig up dirt on Biden and his son, Hunter, who sat on the board of a Ukrainian energy company while his dad was vice president.
All I can say about that reporting is, wow, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Biggest lie on the planet. So here's what CNN did, and I have another clip to play. You probably have already heard this, but I want to give you my take. So They pretend that they take it out of context that Trump says, "I want you to do us a favor," and then they cut to Biden should be looked into. But here's the actual transcript, which, for the record, I told you guys, Donald Trump is setting the leftists up. He's doing a phenomenal job, because what he's saying is, every time you tell a lie, I'm going to release more. Now, they aren't getting it, and let me explain why they aren't getting it. It's because they're idiots. Democrat leftist progressives are idiots. They are so used to getting their way and winning these so-called battles that they're having that they have no idea that they're really backing themselves into a corner with all this stuff, because every time they do something, Donald Trump's going to go, release it. Release it. Release it unredacted. So that's the case here. So here's what Donald Trump said. And I want you to understand, as you're explaining to people that leftists would go, "Oh, he was turning away with the Ukrainians." Really? So why didn't they figure this out when they were investigating Russia? And Donald Trump, I played a clip earlier, he asked a very simple question. You know that Biden was tied to Ukraine with his son. And I was being investigated with Ukraine, so was Paul Manafort. Why is it you never interviewed Biden or his son? You get what I'm saying? There's so many holes in this Swiss cheese, it's ridiculous. So here's what Trump actually said. "I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country's been through a lot, and Ukraine knows a lot about it. I would like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. They said CrowdStrike. I guess you have one of your wealthy people, the server. They say Ukraine has it. There are lots of things that went on in this situation. I think you're surrounding yourselves with the same people. I would like to have the Attorney General call you the people, and I would like to get to the bottom of this." What he's talking about is the so-called corruption during the 2016 election. He's not talking about Biden. He's talking about the idea that you guys may have interfered in our elections. It's what people have been investigating and wanting to get to the bottom of. But what did CNN do? They pretended that Donald Trump was trying to get something for himself. That he was trying to, like, he can't beat Biden on his own. He says, as you said yesterday, the whole nonsense ended with a very poor performance by a man named Robert Mueller, an incompetent performance. But they say a lot of it started with Ukraine. Whatever you can do, it's very important that you do that, if possible. If that's possible. The president is saying to the Ukrainian, the head of the guy, if you can shed light on the idea that our elections were corrupted by your folks, it would be a good favor to us. The very same thing that Mueller was supposed to be doing. Oh, man, there's so many gaps in this thing. It's crazy. The transcript that CNN read, that if I were the president, honestly, I'd sue him.
What there is proof of and what there is portrayal of, because the White House just released it, is a summary or notes of a conversation that the president had with the man that was sitting to his right, the president of Ukraine, where he said, will you do me a favor and investigate Vice President Biden's son? Will you do me a favor and get involved in the 2020 election? Vice President Biden is my chief political opponent. At that point, he was leading Donald Trump quite a lot in the polls.
There you have it, folks. That's why they're called fake news. The transcript that CNN read on air connects the word favor in the section with Trump's 530-word later comments asking the Ukrainian leader to look into former Vice President and Joe Biden and his son's questionable business dealings with a Ukrainian energy company. I've already explained that you don't even need to look into this. See, this is one of these things that's common sense. The common sense aspect of this is that no cokehead with no experience in your industry gets a board position without quid pro quo. And the quid pro quo was, stop investigating my son and I'll give you $1 billion. Now, if Donald Trump, George Bush, the ghost of Ronald Reagan, or any Republican had done anything similar, he'd be in huge trouble. Give me any Republican vice president. Name one. Give me one. If Pence had done that with a family member, would the media be glossing it over? Now, I've already explained that I think part of this is a strategy to get rid of Joe Biden. And I did a radio show the other day. And I was asked the question of, you know, do you believe that to be? Because people are, that's a conspiracy theory. No, it isn't. I think they're doing this to get rid of Joe Biden. They believe it's a double impact, that by doing what they're doing, they'll get rid of Joe Biden. I think the Democrats really understand they can't get Trump on Ukraine, but they get rid of Biden. They buy themselves some time to come up with the next form of subterfuge, because as I've said earlier, I've said it all broadcast today, Nancy Pelosi would be the biggest idiot in politics to take this to a vote in the House. I believe that wholeheartedly. She'd be crazy to do it. Now, let's go back to the CNN stuff, because it's just so incredible what the president said and what CNN actually reported. It is absolutely incredible. As I said, and I don't know, did we play the Cuomo thing in this segment? If not, Cuomo had even said that the Biden deal was not quid pro quo, but it was quid pro quo. He says it is quid pro quo, but not for personal gain. And to me, that shows you the level of incredulity, if you will, that the left has, to where they want you to believe that a guy doing this personal favor for his son isn't personal. I don't know how to describe what I'm trying to tell you. When you do something for your kid that you know your kid doesn't deserve, that somebody certainly much more deserving, I mean, I don't know who sits on, I mean, I do know who sits on the board of corporations, but I'll tell you this. If you were to give me a list of 1,000 people that should sit on the board of this Ukrainian energy company, Joe Biden's son, Hunter, would not be anywhere on it for a long time. Let's make it 1,000,000. And this is where the left has really, as they said with the in reference to the Happy Days, knowing it was going off the air when Fonzie jumped the shark. Well, that's what they've done. They've jumped the shark. New poll showed that a majority of Americans oppose impeachment and the removal of the president from office. The new poll from the Quinnipiac University found that 37% of the public supports impeachment removal, 57% oppose it. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen with that. First of all, let's talk about that number. That number is low. The number of people who oppose impeachment is probably in the 60 percentile. And the number of people who currently support it is, whatever that number is, it is going to continue to go down. So the poll was conducted days before Pelosi pledged to launch formal impeachment inquiries on the testimony of the whistleblower who alleged that President Trump pressured Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. Now, I want to jump in here for just a second and tell you guys the president's strategy. I've already said it, but I want to say it again because, Art, you sent me a note saying, Kevin, what do you think is going to happen? And I'm telling you what's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. It's Democrats buying time over their nonsense, and they need to buy time because they got a lot of nonsense. But let me just tell you that with all this, this buying of time, what Donald Trump's thing is going to be is every time the Democrats open their mouths and say, here's the latest, Donald Trump's going to say, here's the unredacted report on that. Now, I want you to understand public perception. He's hiding stuff. He doesn't want us to see it. He's working in collusion with the Ukrainians. Here's a report, unredacted. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you think that anybody's going to read it? Do you think that the everyday American citizen that votes on issues is going to go, oh, geez, well, let's go have us a great read on what's happening here? Or are they going to go, wow, how's he lying if he's releasing the information? See, Donald Trump's smart. And every time this happens, when they said, oh, well, he made a phone call with the Ukrainian president. Okay, here's the information. Oh, the whistleblower, well, he's blah, blah, blah. Oh, here's what the whistleblower report is. Here it is, unredacted. What's next? Now, ask yourself, did Barack Obama release anything? Did he back up anything on Fast and Furious and Benghazi or whatever? What was his scandal-free administration like in comparison to Donald Trump?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hyperventilating at the remote possibility that this unknown information will somehow lead to the impeachment that they've been craving the day after Election Day 2016. This is a psychotic rage. Every second of every day, it knows no bounds. Multiple reports now suggest that the so-called whistleblowers claim it surrounds the country of Ukraine. Now they're doing us a favor, because they're now opening up a lot of questions we've wanted to cover for a long time.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Sean Hannity talking about the Trump derangement syndrome. These people have, for some reason, believed that they're going to get Donald Trump on nonsense. And I don't even think they truly believe that. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I don't believe that they believe that. Here's what Hannity and Ingram had to say. Excuse me. The most sickening thing about the phase that we're about to enter with the House Democrats is they know impeachment, a whole inquiry, is futile. Senate Republican majority is not going to vote to convict the president of the country overwhelmingly doesn't want impeachment. Goes back to the polls. 57% of people, 53%, I'm sorry, say they don't want impeachment. I think that number is actually going to be higher. Maybe it was 57. What was it, 57? Yeah, 57% oppose it. So I believe 57 is easily off by 8 points just because Quinnipiac and all of them are lefties. There are people, I think the polling, when you see things like that, is the real barometer of Donald Trump's popularity. They go on to say this: what's happening in this country is dangerous. It's grossly political, will forever alter how any president in the future, in his constitutional role as commander-in-chief, will be able to communicate freely with world leaders. No, it won't. I think this is amazing. Here's why. Donald Trump is on the phone with a world leader, and he's saying what he's going to do. You know, he's asking for, and he's truthful about it. What it's going to do is it's going to make presidents go, you know what? When I'm talking to people, I better make it understand in my mind that everything I say is going to be recorded. Can you imagine if Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Pelosi, Schumer, all the members of the Congressional Black Circus were to hot mic and know that everything they said, everything they tracked was going to be recorded? Let me tell you, there would be no Democratic Party. These people are complete. They lie all the time. They lie publicly. You don't even need to record them because they lie publicly. Joe Biden colluded. Joe Biden used his power in order to squash an investigation on his cokehead, crackhead son because his son was getting special treatment, white privilege. Take that, Democrats. I want you to understand the Democrats talk often about white privilege, but when it happens, they ignore it. Where's the Congressional Black Caucus saying, you know, this is pretty amazing that the guy that that supported the black president who did nothing for black people certainly found a way to help his son. And he didn't help his son by saying, hey, he's going to sit on the board. It's 10 grand a month or whatever. That may even be reasonable. 5 grand a month. That's more than the average black person makes. No, 50 grand a month. This isn't to do a job. This is to be a figurehead, to sit on a board. Oh, got a radio friend of mine says, well, Kevin, everybody, people do that. They sit on boards with powerful people. I get it. Look, I got boards. You have people that you bring in for their expertise. I don't bring anybody onto my board who can't deliver something. I'm talking about he himself. Now, Hunter Biden is, by the way, the scrutiny to get on a board is pretty high. It is an FBI level, but it's high. The scrutiny to get on a board is that you can't be a crackhead. I'll put it that way. Can't be a crackhead. Dangerous to the country. Hannity said it's not anything to do with the Ukraine, nothing to do with collusion, nothing to do with high crimes and misdemeanors, because there are none. It's the very thing that the left does. They're unyielding, unhealthy, obsessive, compulsive hatred of a man who has but one thing, one mission, one vision for America: make it great and keep it great. And Hannity goes on to give you more of the same. He can't accept that he won. It's a sickness that is officially hurting the country, blah, blah, blah. Dershowitz, who opposed the Mueller probe, was on Stuart Varney at Fox Business, and he said this impeachment inquiry will backfire badly on the Democrats. He says, I don't see an impeachable crime or an indicable crime. What I saw was some pretty rough politics. And the answer to that is to let the other side play rough politics. In the end, this will be a political tie. It will be dirty the Biden camp a little bit. There will be some Americans who will say maybe the president shouldn't have made that call. It's not a crime, high or otherwise. I think it backfires on the Democrats. Well, let me just help Alan out a bit. There is no thinking that it's going to backfire on the Democrats. It positively 1,000% will backfire on the Democrats. I want people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show to understand that I'm not going to take the tact of going, well, it could or it couldn't. And here are your options. No, it can and it will. And because rough politics, I want you to explain to me when Donald Trump hasn't had rough politics. Somebody explain to me when. Oh, he called the Mexicans criminals and rapists. That's because that some of them are. That's what he said. Some of them are, and you know what? Some of them are. It's been vindicated. They said, oh, he paid off women for this or that. First of all, it wasn't during his time as presidency, number one. Number two, you're having a tough time selling that a billionaire has trouble, a good-looking billionaire. I mean, I'm not one to judge, but whatever you think. But he's certainly not an ugly dude. Donald Trump is a billionaire mogul living in New York City, can't get laid on his own. You want to sell that idea? Let me tell you something. I got quite a few billionaire friends, but I don't think that any of them would. I mean, they're all married, thankfully, but they wouldn't struggle getting women. They wouldn't. And not all of them are great looking. See, let me explain what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is there are women who love power. There are women who love money. There are women who love access to and all that. It's not a problem. And by the way, for the record, if Donald Trump did decide to pay some hooker, I don't care. I mean, morally, I go, why would you do that, Donald? But guess what? People pay for hookers. And even conservatives pay for hookers. So don't think we're not guilty of it either. Anyway, it does backfire on the Democrats. Remarkable move to formalize an impeachment inquiry, someone writes. Escalates the tension between the parties and marks a huge gamble by House Democrats heading into the high-stakes 2020 elections. While the strategy has quickly invigorated the party's liberal base, it has also empowered GOP attacks that Democrats are attempting to nullify the results of 2016. Yeah. But some moderate Democrats, I just want to, you know, understand, folks, there are lots of people, and when you hear moderate Democrats, what you're hearing is a little closer to the pulse of the people. They write, moderate Democrats on Capitol Hill are sounding a warning that by launching headfirst into impeachment, party leaders risk alienating voters in the very districts they most need to keep in order to retain the House. The same concern that Pelosi harbored for months and initially resisting the divisive step. Now, you ask yourself, why did she take it? Is she brilliant? Is Pelosi got some gambit? I'm calling it the Ukrainian gambit. Has she got some gambit that she understands that Donald Trump doesn't? Let me give you the short answer. No. Pelosi is essentially showcasing more of the desperation of the party. You've heard me talk about it on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, because it is a fact. Desperation. The guy goes on, this is freshman Representative Jefferson Van Drew from New Jersey. This is going to suck up the oxygen in the room. He pointed to Watergate and the impeachment of Bill Clinton as historic examples of how the process can devour the nation's attention at the expense of legislative priorities. But let me tell you what it won't do. It won't devour the nation's attention against their paychecks. It won't devour the nation's attention against the economy. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong here. Correct me. Was the economy going to be the big issue at some point? Yeah, in case you've forgotten, they were going to tell us how Trump was going to ruin the economy. Retread of 2016 scare tactics that had people wanting to believe that the election of Donald Trump would create Armageddon in our financial systems and our financial markets, when in fact it did nothing of the same. So if this guy thinks that it's taking people's attention away from legislative priorities, he's dead wrong. It's taking people's attention away from, whatever you decide on that is your business. But here's what I will tell you it's doing. It isn't going to take Donald Trump's attention away from the things that get him elected. Even when he was talking about this the other day, I heard him say stuff like, yeah, they want to, you know, lose focus. But, hey, we got the great economy. Because we're building up the military. We're doing all these different. And I'm going, you preach, man. You preach, Donald Trump. He never gets off message. But what, and I don't know if you guys heard the earlier clips that we played of him. But Donald Trump, where he may not be presidential, he can certainly relate to you at an emotional level.
This This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.